I can't imagine being a step parent. Oh my goodness.
That's a hard job and there's not a lot of thanks.
Nope. Nope. And that's what Jeanette's feeling right now. And she's between a rock and a hard place. So would love your feedback, your advice on this. Maybe you're a step parent or maybe you just have an opinion. We'd love to hear from you. 651-989-5795. Go ahead, Jeanette. What's happening?
I'm the wicked stepmother.
The wicked stepmother. Well, get in line because apparently that's the title given to all stepmothers, right?
Right. We just got back from a family trip. We took a trip to the North Shore where we rented a cabin for myself, my husband, and our two children, and then also my husband's two older kids from a previous marriage, and they're 15 and 16.
Okay, nice. How was it? What'd you do?
Oh, the house was beautiful. It had a boat. It had kayaks, paddleboard. Everyone had a really, really, really great time. I also just planned a trip for just our family, meaning me, my husband, and our two kids, to go to Disney. They're 2.5 and 7, so this will be our very, very first trip to see Mickey Mouse.
That's amazing. That's so cool.
Yeah, my babies are so excited, and so am I. I planned this all by myself. The flight, the hotel, the fast passes are booked. We're even having dinner at the Cinderella's castle. It's going to be so magical.
Oh, my God. I cannot imagine the credit card bill.
Oh, my gosh. We wanted to do that when we were at Disney and it wasn't available. I'm so jealous.
Yeah, thousands and thousands.
How much plasma did you sell for that? Don't answer that. Go on.
I mean, I've been saving my coins every single penny, you know, from every week. You know, I took a side job cleaning houses and I pay for everything. Like, I just decided that this is going to be a great time to go because, you know, most everything is free if you're under 3 years old.
Oh.
So we're basically going to Disney on the cheap.
Yeah, the old Disney discount. I didn't know there was such a thing.
Yeah, because you have to be under 3.
Well, the kid won't remember anything, but it'll be fun for you. Show him the pictures. You had fun there. Look.
Remember? You don't? It's okay. We do.
Yeah.
You still have the ears.
So here's the problem, though. My stepchildren found out that we're going, and I guess they kind of felt left out because we planned a trip without them, and they're upset. So now my husband is ticked with me. He says it's completely unfair for us to go without his kids.
But didn't you just take a trip with his kids?
Right.
Everyone went, and then his children have already been when they were little. They got to go with his ex-wife. And they don't even care about Magic Mountain or Disney princesses. They don't care about any of this. They're 15 and 16.
They probably want to go hang out on the beach or something.
Yeah, with friends.
That's exactly what my husband was saying. He's like, well, you know, let's just take them with us and they can be on the beach while we're at Disney. And I'm like, hell no. We're not letting a 15-year-old and a 16-year-old hang out all alone all day on the beach.
Well, and to drive from Orlando to the beach is a drive.
Yeah, that's just asking for trouble.
Well, what are you going to do? You're going to drop them off at the beach. You're going to be at Disney from morning until night. Yeah. That is not an option.
Right. I mean, I don't think he's thinking clearly. So he said that if he has to choose, then he's going to choose his kid. And I can take my kids to Disney alone.
Oh, now they're just your kids.
Right.
Well, I'm sorry, but you cleaned all these houses. Why should you have to pay for, you know, your stepkids to go with you? Doesn't seem right either. But then again, I don't know the rules of being a step-parent.
I don't either.
I mean, are they just your kids no matter what and you have to bring them? Considering the cost of it and the fact that they've been there already,
Right. Let's
even the score.
Yeah, but at the same time, you probably should have extended the invitation, hoping, fingers crossed, that they'd be like, no, ick. That's not our thing.
It's probably thousands of dollars for each kid to do that, though. You know?
Of course, when you factor in airfare and food and
the
all
tickets
of it.
To the park and
Okay. I cannot believe he's drawing a line in the sand like this saying, hey, if you're going to go to Disney, you're on your own. I'm going to stay with my kids.
That's pretty insulting.
Yeah. And so you're looking for advice from listeners on whether to bring these stepkids along?
Right, because I don't know what I should do because, of course, I love my husband. I love my stepchildren. You know, I don't want to cause a rift in my family, but they've already been.
Yeah, and then you'll go into debt bringing them. I mean, I don't know what you have to do. We'll see what people have to say. Do they love this idea of, bringing the stepkids along, or is this just a list? Nope, we're going. It's just the three of us. That might be fun, just the three of you.
Oh, I can't imagine Disney with a 2.5-year-old and a 7-year-old alone, though.
Yeah. So Jeanette's a stepmom who decided, you know what, we're going to go to Disney after taking the whole family to the North Shore. We did all the stuff, all the things at the cabin.
Yeah.
But now I've been working, cleaning houses, saving money so that I could take my kids to Disney, not my stepkids. They're 15 and 16.
Yeah, they're older and they've been there, done that.
Yeah. So what do you do? You know, now her husband's like, hey, if my kids aren't included, your stepkids, then I'm not going either.
Yeah. And then he said, you can take your kids.
Oh.